You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In looking at this passage in Deuteronomy 1, where the Lord says we've been here long enough, we want to now begin to assess what it means to stay in a mental position, an emotional position, a physical position beyond its season. We were born into this world and we became part of a culture that is anti-God. And it wasn't your fault. You were born. It was no one's fault. Adam, if we have to affix blame. So we were born into a fallen world, which meant that we were subjected to sickness, disease, poverty, and such like. The most critical adjustment was going from the presence of God, where all spirits begin, into a world that does not offer love. And so many of us here did not experience love on the level of God. And so we come into this world without that love, and we form defenses to keep us from being hurt, to enable us to move into realms of experiences that we think are good for us. Then something significant happens. You get saved. You become born again. Now, listen to this very carefully, because I need you to understand the direction that I'm going. The best thing that could have happened to you was salvation. But the worst thing that happened to you was salvation. Now, here's why it's such a paradox. The best thing is you get saved and you're on your way to the kingdom of God physically, and you are in touch with the things of God on the spiritual level. The worst thing that happened is getting saved, because now you have a conflict. You didn't have this conflict before you were saved. You just did whatever you wanted to do. You were content in this world system, and you didn't have any choices. Every now and then something would challenge your conscience, but nothing challenged your spirit, because your spirit and your soul, while your spirit belongs to God, it was still separated from God. But then when sin was washed away, there's a connection. And now God holds you accountable for things that before he did not. And that's why so many of us stay comfortable in mediocrity and don't want to move. But here's the negative about staying in a place beyond the season. As I always say, I like summer fruits, you know, peaches, pears, plums, not pears, peaches, plums, nectarines, things that are considered to be summer fruits. And the problem with summer fruit is that it has a lifespan. At some point, I bought some black plums from the market the other day. I really like the big black plums. They're juicy, they're great. But then you put them away, and then after a while they get soft, and you got to eat them right away, because they just weren't made to be placed where they weren't born. When you place them in the cooling area of the refrigerator, that's not what they were where they were made to be. Now, here's the caveat. Technically, fruit should be stored in a bowl on a counter in the kitchen. But here's what happens. In the refrigerator, what we're doing is we're trying to prolong its life, but we're killing it. But if we leave it where it's supposed to be, it gets fruit flies, which really are a signal that they're going bad. In the refrigerator, you don't have a signal that they're going bad, so you leave them in there. What signal do you have that you're going bad in the spirit? Well, here's how God does that. when you let's look at scripture. In Deuteronomy 1, he says, all right, you've been here long enough. All right, it's time to move. Now, we've been here as a church for 30-some years, and we're still the same. Our order of services are still the same. It's almost as if we're afraid to let the Holy Spirit have his way. We pray for it, but we really don't want it. Then in our lives, we become accustomed to patterns of behavior that started way back in our ancestry, and we begin to do the same things because it's easier to stay stuck than move forward. And now what happens when you're stuck? Well, in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, we find that the children of Israel were preparing to go into the land, but could not go into the land because they reached a new place with an old mind. See, here's what happens when you stay too long. You lose the ability to dream like God, and you're stuck in defeat because you lose the ability. We become ignorant of processes that God sends to us to move us forward. And sometimes that process requires a violent move forward. Because we're ill-equipped to understand the move of God, we think that a negative situation is the devil. Watch this. God wanted Joseph to be the vice president, if you will, of Egypt. Why? Because he knew where he was going to bring the children of Israel. So he needed representation for the ultimate deliverance. How was he going to get Joseph to go into Egypt? When he was living with a man, his father, who was successful. Who's going to go into a negative experience when all of your experiences are positive? From what you see. So you stay even in a positive thing too long. And so when challenge comes to move you to something else, you can't handle it because you think it's the devil. Now, God tries to handle this philosophy with us over in Corinthians when Paul says, I come back from heaven, 2 Corinthians 12. He said, I come back from heaven and I have all this revelation and God won't let me tell it to anybody. But just because God understands the flesh is not subjected to the will of God, he sends the angel of Satan to buffet him, to put him through trials and tests. And Paul says, I went to God and asked God to move it. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient. So Paul says, all right, I'm no longer going to ask him to move it. I'm going to ask him to teach me how to work in it. See what happens when you trust God as opposed to how I can stay in the current situation because it's good to me. The plum is good to me, but if it lasts too long, I wind up throwing it away. And you can't juice it. When it gets soft and mushy, it's all filled with fluid, and you wind up throwing it away. Why? Because you kept it too long. So I've learned they were meant to eat when you get them, not to leave them lay around for later. When God does something in your life, you have to learn how to work with it when he gives it to you, because if you hold on to it, it's not going to be as successful later, so you've been there long enough. And every one of us in here has experienced expiration. We've been in something so long, here's what happens. Number one, you lose the joy. It becomes an obligation. You usher in this week? Yeah. I've been ushering for the last 20 years. Good day in the morning. And you know the people? They're not like they used to be. They're miserable and cantankerous. I told somebody the other day, if you could come sit over here, and they just about cussed me out. I ain't got to put up with this. Church ain't paying me. You've been there too long. When Jesus gives the instruction to the apostle and says in Mark chapter 4, he says, let's go over to the other side. And the scripture says, when they began the journey, a storm hit. So we don't want adversity, because any move makes for adversity. Comfort, when you're in something long enough that you can master your environment, you're never going to grow when you can master your environment. So it appears that struggle is a tool of God to move us to a greater place while teaching us to depend on God. See, even in our worship services as Pentecostals, you know, we love the preaching, we love the hooping, and we love the stuff that makes us feel good, because what happens is that when we're feeling good, we don't deal with reality. We don't deal with what's going on in our lives. Many times we make decisions that are fueled by past experiences that we have not resolved. We run from situations before giving God a chance to complete our tenure in it. Oh, well, the Lord has opened this door. No, he didn't. People open doors. And the devil will open a door. Listen, if he can't stop you, he'll get behind you and push you too fast. Do you understand the greatest aspect of your Christian walk is peace and comfort? It is not this, oh, I got such a burden for the lost, and I got to keep going and going and going. No, Jesus said, come to me if you're laboring, I'll give you rest. And I would hazard a guess that many of us here have no rest. Our minds aren't at rest, our spirits aren't at rest, our souls aren't at rest, and that's why we continue to look for external pleasures, because the inside of us is not at rest. God has equipped us to handle things seasonally. And when the season is over, we need to learn how to mentally move with the strength of the lessons we've learned. Now, there's some of you, God bless your heart, you've come to this point in your life where you say nobody cares about you, nobody cares what you're going through. You've been there long enough. The reason why it appears that no one cares about what you're going through is because people are seeing you as an adult. And one of the key indicators of being an adult is being able to take care of yourself. Children cannot take care of themselves, hence we parents have to get involved. It's terrible to have to do things for grown-ups until they reach that other age of the spectrum where they need that care. But I'm talking about 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds who are upset because nobody ain't doing nothing for me. My God, you've been there long enough. If God has willed you to go through a negative thing, then he has provided the grace for you to get through it. If God has determined that you are to go through this adversarial position, then God has given you the strength to come out on top, because he promised in Jeremiah that my plan towards you is to give you hope and build you up. I'm not planning for you to fail. I'm going through things right now in my life, but I am keeping an attitude that says, look, God's got me in it, and something great is about to come out of this. I'm not telling people about it because people want to baby you. And no, you don't need to know. So if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. People say to me, Pastor, how you doing? Okay, just okay? Yes, okay. I am okay. Because when you start telling humans about your trial, they'll start babying you in the trial. Oh, I understand. Oh, no, you don't. Because there's something great coming out of this. And the Bible says, when our God sends us through, he brings us out better. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And listen. If we understand anything about God, when he brought the children of Israel out, it said the glory cloud kept moving. Why? He doesn't want you to stay in one place, because then you develop an attitude about God that is myopic. That's all you see. All you see is what he's doing. But God wants you to have the eyesight of a lioness. You understand? Lioness, the female lion, they're the hunter in the group. Amen. Men just kind of sit home and watch Everybody Loves Raymond. And the lioness goes out and does the shopping and the cooking, and she does all that. Then the husband just trots in, eats, and she makes sure they leave the largest piece for him. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, brother, say amen. Amen. If you're a husband, say, oh, me. If you're a husband, say, I wish my wife was here. But what was interesting about the lioness is that God has positioned her eyes not so they see straight ahead, but they see at 180-degree angle. The eyes of the lioness allow her to see at 180 degrees, half of a circle, so they can see who's coming around. And their night vision is better than anything the military can make. So God has enabled them to fulfill their purpose. And one thing about them, if you ever notice, they are not fast. They don't sprint. They wear their enemy down. Now, cheetahs and jaguars, they sprint. Cheetah can go up to 70 miles an hour, but only for a few seconds. But lionesses, they just trot. When they get a sight of you, they just trot. And what they do is they line up in a semicircle so that when you run from one, you run into another. But they just trot and wear you down. The Bible said the race isn't given to the swift, nor is it given to the strong. It's given to the one who trots. Amen. Don't try to get someplace God hasn't equipped you. Don't think just because you're saved now, you got to run to the ministry. No, enjoy this thing. Trot through the relationship. Get to know God before you start speaking for God. Get to know God before you start trying to cast out devils. Get to know God. Listen, you cannot love what you don't know. And when you know something, you want to love it. So if you don't know God, you can't worship God. You can't give God what's his when you don't know him. And how do we get to know him? How do we get to know him? Through seasonal adjustments. You can't talk about the faithfulness of God until you've been through a season when everything just fell apart and God said, I'm with you to take you to the next season. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, you're going to cry. Yes, you're going to fall apart in front of him. But make sure you fall upward. Just fall to God. Don't fall to people. Don't fall horizontally. Fall upward. Glory! Glory! Been here long enough. So how do I know I've been here long enough? Number one, I'm afraid of change. I've become so gentrified, so frozen in this particular situation that I can't move forward. The gifts of the Spirit are moving. The power of God is flowing. God is trying to get us to do something new, and we're offended because there's something new. You ever wonder why people are proud that they come from the ghetto? I'm from the hood. Shucks, I want to tell people I'm from Levittown. Where are you from? Radnor? Villanova? Come on, let me take you out and show you my house and just pick one. They won't know. But we'll go back into our old neighborhood that's full of decay and no hope at all, and we're proud. Yeah, I'm from Ridge Avenue. So you bring that Ridge Avenue mentality to your new world. We're the only people that can move in a sedity neighborhood and grow turnip greens out back. Everybody else goes to the market. We grow turnip greens and potatoes, and we got pigs raising in the back. You live in an $800,000 house, and you got pigs in the back and chickens running around the yard. Why? Because you have that mindset. People say, oh, I just want to stay true to my hood. Why? Why? You listen, You extracted what you needed, which was a sense of family, determination, and an ability to never quit. That was all you were supposed to learn from there. Now you've been here long enough. And we bring it right into Christianity. We're afraid to take on new challenges. And here's what happens. Moses says, all right, I need leaders from every tribe, two of you from each tribe, and I want you to go down and view the land and bring me back a report. But he did not know that their view was so jaded that they would make a decision and draw a conclusion that would keep them from going into the promised land. How many blessings have we missed or messed up because of our view of our abilities? I said this before in a parabolic way. When a child goes shopping with their parents, they're excited about all the stuff they see in the market. And they're going around with the parent, and the parent is directing them. All right, now go down to this aisle right here. I'll stay here and wait. And you get me a can of Green Giant peas. Now, you see the big Green Giant on there, right? Yeah. Okay. All right, mommy. And they run down there and they come back and it's like they just went to the moon. I got the peas, mommy. And you say, that's good. Put them in the cart. And they put them in the cart and walk in. And he'll say, what else you want me to get? Now, you won't let them go four and five aisles away from you. Usually when they're first starting out, it's the same aisle. Then when you move to the next aisle, you say, now I need you to go down this aisle and look for noodles.
We pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, Time to Go and to My Blessing, or the program number 07419A. If you'd like to download today's message or any other recent sermons from Bishop Lambert, visit ericlambertministries.com for the complete digital download. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can now be viewed nationally on the Impact Network on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m., Comcast Channel 294. Be sure to visit BethelDeliverance.org to find out when to catch the Climbing Higher TV and radio broadcast in your area. For service times, location, and more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, go to our website at BethelDeliverance.org. Follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
The Making of a Minister with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Pastor Brian Weatherspoon continues Saturday, September 21st, at 10 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church. The pastors will continue to explore how to craft your sermon, biblical exegesis, and professionalism in ministry. These informative sessions will equip you to walk in your call to ministry and handle the Word of God with care. If you've been chosen for ministry or desire to work in ministry, you will want to be a part of this next session. It's The Making of a Minister with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Pastor Brian Weatherspoon on Saturday, September 21st, 10 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Register now by calling 215-885-2585. That's 215-885-2585. For more information, visit BethelDeliverance.org. A strong church consists of strong families with fortified marriages. Cultural influences have infiltrated our homes, our families, and our marriages. It's time to stand our ground and fight for our families. Come and learn how to apply godly principles that reveal the enemy's tactics and help you to bring glory to God in your marriage. All married couples are invited to Ask Bishop Lambert for Married Couples, Friday, October 4th at 7 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, Pennsylvania. Receive a biblical understanding about marriage during this intimate gathering. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit BethelDeliverance.org. Let's gather together for this special session to discover how to build our marriages and our homes. We'll see you there.